Proclamation number 5402, dated the May 29th, 1952. Characteristic of the inner word. A huge battle has erupted between the forces of the kingdom of light and those of darkness, for it is the end time of this earth. The earth is faced by an upheaval for the sake of the spiritual beings which are now the focal point of this battle. The Prince of Darkness is aware of the fact that his power is at stake, that he has very little time left, and therefore he does whatever it takes in order to fortify his power. This battle between light and darkness is waged by the darkness with cunning and trickery, and many people who allow themselves to be beguiled by illusion and disguise will succumb to it. There is no risk where my messengers of light can intervene, yet Satan, too, sometimes avails himself of a garment of light, and then it becomes difficult for uninformed people to recognize him, as they only pretended to have established the connection. But they are inwardly still so separated from me that I cannot manifestly help them, who therefore willingly succumb to my adversary's enticements and temptations, because he somehow appeals to them in a worldly sense, and thus their reaction is also worldly. In times of spiritual darkness, a ray of light is certainly exceedingly soothing, for the light comes from above, from my kingdom, and the shine it emanates will always cause a happy feeling in the darkness. Yet my adversary often works similarly. He wants to do the same, yet his strength is not sufficient. He knows that people are searching for light, and thus equally approaches them as light. However, this light fails to disperse brightness. It is merely a deceptive light. It is effectively a phantom which disappears if it is carefully inspected. Nevertheless, it is a fact that Satan often appears in a garment of light in order to confuse people, but he is only able to do so if people's will gives him a foundation he can subsequently hold on to. This will never be the case where heartfelt love for me guarantees my presence, but it can easily happen where a degree of unkindness prevents my presence and allows my adversary to enter. This is why a completely devoted servant to me need not fear Satan's activity. In contrast, someone who is still, if only slightly, captivated by the world needs to be extremely careful. For Satan slips in where I am not present, but he can never make himself at home where my presence is assured. My adversary tries to darken people's spirit through untruthfulness, through errors and lies, whereas Roman 1, wherever I am working, by means of purest truth provide enlightenment, bright and clear understanding about all spiritual problems and about my reign and activity, about my eternal plan of salvation. Yet one thing is not possible for my adversary, to make himself known through the inner word. And now pay attention, what are the characteristics of the inner word, of the expression of my love for you, of the transference of strength which affects you in the state of receiving my word? My word affects your heart and speaks to your heart. Thus my word can only be felt, and this feeling will be formulated by the person's intellect if he is willing to believe divine emanations. If the person therefore consciously listens within to hear what I reveal to him. But it is also possible for a person's tongue to speak, impelled by a force while the person's intellect is excluded, and this force avails itself of a person's mouth in order to make itself heard. This manifestation of strength can indeed be caused by a being of light, but forces of darkness can likewise avail themselves of the opportunity if a person opens himself in order to make contact with invisible forces. Then it depends on the will which forces take hold of him. The person's tongue is set in motion and, impelled by this force, he speaks, yet I am not the one who speaks, although good forces can also convey to a person spiritual knowledge which corresponds to my will. However, my word is my direct emanation, which can indeed be passed on to the person's heart through a being of light, yet always such that the spiritual ear perceives my word, that therefore the person is addressed by me and he hears me, and not that his physical ear hears what his mouth utters. Can you understand that? When I speak, the spiritual ear hears me, the addressed person perceives my word in his heart. If, however, an entity speaks through a person, the person hears himself speak, and this in such a way as if the mouth speaks mechanically, which is indeed the case, because a being avails itself of him in order to express itself. This being can speak on my instruction, and people can likewise derive much benefit from such statements, but it is also possible for evil spirits to interfere, which happens if a person's thoughts are earthly inclined, or if he, due to weakness of will, entirely hands himself over to spiritual influences, if his state becomes like a psychic one, that is, if he can no longer control what is voiced by his mouth. In that case he is just a mechanical mouthpiece for spiritual forces, and then care will always have to be taken to accept the spiritual results as truth. Then it requires serious scrutiny if error is not to be spoken of as truth. Anyone who hears my word is addressed through the spirit within him, which is a part of me myself. And if the spirit in the person expresses itself, it can only be heard by the person's spiritual ear and not by his physical ear. The spiritual ear, however, is a matter of emotion. The person feels my words in his heart even if he cannot audibly pass them on to his fellow human being. If, however, it is my will that he shall impart my word, then the person will be able to convey his feeling to the intellect which grasps the sensed word and formulates it to be understandable. For my speech is an illumination of strength, it touches the human being's soul, and this strength is formed by my will into the word for you. All people can certainly feel themselves addressed by me if they love me and want to get in contact with me, who thus expect an expression of love. For I draw close to all my children who call upon me and I listen to them. I also answer them, I comfort them, give them advice, admonitions, warnings, I assure them of my help, and if they attentively listen within they will also perceive the gentle voice, yet always in a way that they believe themselves to be saying these words which they would dearly like to hear. However, if a person is chosen to spread the truth throughout the world, to proclaim the gospel to fellow human beings, he needs to receive it from me first, and this happens through the inner word, through a process which first necessitates that the human being's spiritual ear is so trained that he hears that which I emotionally impart to him as spiritual word, that he does not expect to be spoken to such that he hears it with his physical ear, but that he, in profound faith of my love, waits for my speech, that is, that he opens himself to the flow of my love's strength and perceives the contact-like spoken words which the heart then conveys to the intellect, thus providing the intellect with the necessary understandable explanations in order to be able to process the spiritual language. Such word reception is a commitment for a mission, for the recipient accepts spiritual knowledge from my hand, I make myself known to him, and this takes place in such a simple way that another person rarely notices anything peculiar, and that the only evidence of my illumination of love consists of written down proclamations of wisdom, which testify to me as a being. And therefore it should not be difficult to recognize my word, because by transmitting my word to earth I intend to portray myself to people such that they'll learn to love me, but this is only possible if I reveal myself to them as a most loving father. If I explain to them that my reign and activity is solely determined by love and that they are therefore being informed of my eternal plan of salvation. Consequently, that which is imparted to a person as my word has to be informative. It must not cause confusion. It must not sound incomprehensible, not effusive. It must sound clear and pure, intelligible and therefore pleasing for all people. It must also affect those people to whom it is imparted like a ray of love. It must touch people's hearts and meet with a response in those who opened themselves. A person must feel himself addressed by me and thereby feel deeply impressed. I myself must be recognized as the giver of the word because I reveal myself through my word. Amen.